Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Yes, thanks for joining us. Warriors win. Warriors win. We got all the discussion points on that. The Giants lose. That's rare, but now they get into a couple of tough series coming home, although they may get a break against the Mets. We'll explain that as well. There are some rumors about a big name potentially being available. Would Farhan bite on this one? We have a ton of other things to get to as well. Good morning, my friend.
How are you, John Lon? You have a big responsibility today. And you're the one person I think on planet Earth that could get me through today. So
I'll do my best.
We're gonna have 4 hours because you found out some horrific news about your father just moments before we went on the air one day. I'm talking literally 5 minutes before we went on the air, and you showed me that the strength and dignity to carry on. And I lost my dad right in the middle of one of our shows, and I thought I could do it, and I couldn't do it. But I am here in Buffalo, New York, as you know, my hometown, and I've been here for 2.5 weeks as my mom is in the later stages of battling cancer. And this morning at 10 o'clock Eastern time, almost right on the dot, 7 o'clock on the West Coast, I lost my mom. Teresa Papa, you've heard me talk about her in so many ways over the years, how she has really provided me with everything that I have in my life, and mainly my heart and my soul and my love for humanity and people of all types. When Tom Brady got that rich contract last week, she said, if I ever got money like that, I would go into the poorest area of Buffalo and get all single dollar bills and throw it up in the air. I'd say, Mom, you'd start a riot. Don't do that. Just write him a check individually. But that's the kind of person she was. She's literally Mama Papa, Mother Teresa to so many here in Western New York. And, you know, like what happened, the horrific shooting on Saturday, the skies of Buffalo were pouring down rain of sorrow, fittingly, on May the 19th of 2022, when Buffalo lost its mother. She's my mom, but she's mother to so many people. The skies of Buffalo are crying today. But we're going to get through it today. You're going to help me get through it. We're going to have fun. When I was debating whether to come today, and they literally just an hour ago wheeled her body out of her home, and it's a heavy moment. I'm wearing all black in my mom's honor. When my brother died and my dad died, my mom wore all black for years after. So I'm wearing all black today to honor her, because that's what she would do for anybody in this position. But I was half thinking, do I go to work today or not? I really wanted to come here. It's more cathartic just to be with you, John, honestly, because you're going to help me get through this. You're the one person on planet Earth that I want to spend 4 hours with at this moment, and we're going to have fun. But I was debating, what would my mom say? Would she want me to go to work, or would she not? Now, if it was my dad, he would say, you're going to work. If it was my mom, oh, do you have a slight fever, Greggy? Why don't you stay home from school? And I'd be watching The Price is Right and Match Game. And
Barker's Beauties.
I wouldn't go. And then around 4:30 when my dad was pulling up in the driveway, I'm like, oh, damn, I'm going to pretend that I'm sick again.
Right.
So, I did go to work today, and a lot of it was just to get through it. And I've been sleeping in the bed with her at night since I've been here. And literally, and she was not right this morning. There were a lot of signs this morning that she was not going to make it. But last night when we put her into bed, what did we do? We watched the Golden State Warriors play a playoff game. And she was alert for some of it, but it was on and she could hear it. And, you know, she loved the Raiders. She loved the A's. She loved the Giants. She loved the Warriors. My brother was a sportscaster in Philadelphia for decades and all the Philadelphia teams. So we were rooting for the 76ers in the playoffs, and she'd watch it all with me. And we watched last night. You know, how much she got of it. She was in and out of it, but she was there by my side. And a big reason why I wanted to come today was to get through it. It was 4 hours thinking about, you know, losing my mom this morning would have been heavy. I'm thinking about it every minute, obviously, and I will the rest of my life. But I really wanted to talk about that basketball game last night so much. And I'm so glad. I texted Raymond Ritter this morning about getting Ron Adams on the air with us, and I know the Murph and Mac got him on just minutes ago, and I heard that. That is one of the finest defensive game plans. But it's one thing to come up with a game plan. Coaches can come up with game plans all the time. It's another thing for players to be able to execute the game plan. And I'm sure Mike Brown and Ron and Steve and Kenny Atkinson and Chris DeMarco and Bruce Frazier, all the guys will find a little bit they did wrong in the game. But that defensive game plan last night was so solid. And they did a little bit of everything that we talked about. But the one thing, well, they had Andrew Wiggins pick up Luka Doncic like we talked about, and they did pick him up, maybe not 94 feet, but they picked him up three-quarter court, and they just turned him over and over again. And Luka just didn't look as in control of the whole offensive possession the entire game. But the main difference they made last night, they got into their defensive shell with Wiggins as the point, and when Wiggins would come off, it would be Clay. But the Warriors were the team, and there have been others like Miami, positionless basketball, where you have a Chris Bosh. But really, it was Draymond Green that allowed you to do it at the very highest level. They've been switching in basketball. George Karl, you know, switched with Seattle with Gary Payton and Sean Kemp and Derek McKee and Detlef Schrempf, and it was Bob Kloppenberg as assistant, really kind of brought the concept of trading off in basketball defensive assignments. So they've been doing that, but it's been hard to do it 1 through 5. You do it 1 through 4. The center position, you wouldn't switch. You drop into a drop coverage. But the Warriors with Draymond Green were able to switch everything 1 through 5, and that's been their calling card. But last night, they didn't want Andrew Wiggins switching off of Luka Doncic. There were times when whoever was setting the screen for him, and usually a bigger player like Paul or Kleba, they would physically take Wiggins and kind of move him like an offensive lineman subtly and make him go away. But most of the time, he locked and trailed and tried to fight through it and stay with him. And even though Luka got, you know, half of a body on whomever it was, and sometimes it was Steph Curry, but it was a lot of times Wiggins, a lot of times it was Looney, they just wouldn't drop him. They would continue to hound him right from behind, make him make a late pass or miss a shot around the cup that he normally made. And when he would make the late pass early in the game, he would find wide open naked shooters to make these shots. And I was watching the pregame warmups, and I've watched Reggie Bullock play throughout his career. I do like his haircut, and my mom this morning or last night, John, was strongly encouraging I go to the Reggie Bullock haircut. But I think his shot is a lot like his hairstyle. It's conflicted, and it's going in a couple of different directions, and it's out front of his body so much. And I was watching him warm up. It's like, wow, he has got a low load, and it's out in front, and it's a weird shot, and that's why he's so streaky. And that one sequence where he missed those two threes consecutively, one just a little bit left above the break, then he drifted more to the baseline. Well, there's a wide open shots in the NBA. You can't miss that shot. They got another offensive rebound and gave Jalen Brunson one that was completely wide open on the right side above the break, and he missed that shot. And now you're like, whoa. Now this is where we know what we want to do going into the game. Now we're gonna adapt to what's happening in the game. And what's happening in the game, the Dallas Mavericks are tight. This is not the same team we saw in Game 7 on Sunday night in Phoenix. They're not able to make a shot. So what do you do now? You go to a zone, and you zone them up. And I hope Murph and Mac asked Coach Adams about the evolution of the zone. I mean, in college basketball, and John Chaney, and obviously, you know, where I'm from, Syracuse, Jim Boeheim, they play a lot of zone. In the NBA, zones have not been legal for all that long. I mean, I'm showing my age. They've been legal for probably 20 years now, but most of the people that, you know, grew up coaching basketball didn't have a zone. Steve Kerr, you know, when he was a player, was at the end of his career. The way the Warriors went to that zone, and the ultimate zone in sports is when you can't tell if it's man or if it's zone. It's a man that looks like zone. It's a zone that looks like man. In football, Belichick's the best at it, and he takes it to the next level where he's actually having some players play man, some players play zone. He's got one side of the field in a man, the other side in the zone of the trap coverage. So, I mean, he's just the highest level of coaching. But for the Warriors to be able to get into that zone last night, whether it was a box and one or a 1-2-2, and all eyes on Luka. It was like Luka is Lamar Jackson now, John. He's a running quarterback that's going to press the line of scrimmage, and if he starts to get out of the pocket and starts to beat his guy, then everybody comes to get him. I mean, Steph Curry digging down. Steph Curry one time was the high man on the zone on the right side of the floor. Luka drove the other side, and Steph had a diagonal cut, just left his man, and came all the way across the floor to contest the shot. It was unbelievable. He also did what we were talking about when Luka goes into that fade, when he wants to body you, and then release and fade. Steph was right there to take it away. I mean, it was like the exact game plan you would draw up, but then these amazingly brilliant athletes with their amazing instincts had to execute it. And the Warriors also, they never let Luka physically get to a spot he wanted to go. He would get there, but they were the ones making the contact. It was, he would always bang and then release. It was Conti drop a shoulder into the Phoenix players. He'd be the one moving you back, release, then come into your body again. How many times did we see last night? Klay was so good at it. And Luka's a big guy, but so was Klay. Klay, before Luka would go into his body, he would go into his. And I think the officials let it go. There were many situations where I thought, that's a foul, and they just didn't call it. We're going to find out what's going on with Luka. He had that gash on the right side of his face, John, and the shoulder looks a little screwed up for him to miss the shots. But then the Warriors can score on you. Doc Rivers had the great line during the five-year dynastic run. The Warriors beat you with their defense, and then they show you their offense. And then the offense just takes you off the court. But it's the defense that gets you into the open floor, and then Steph starts to come alive. Andrew Wiggins just flat-out played Luka Doncic last night. They were guarding each other. Wiggins and everybody around him with the other eight set of eyes did a so much better job. But the adjustments, and there are adjustments that Jason Kidd will make, and Saintly's son, Greg St. Jean, runs their offense. And we were texting going into the game last night, and now all of a sudden he's silent on me. I think they're going to make a lot of adjustments. One way is to get Luka off the ball. Don't let him bring the ball up and face that kind of constant turn from Wiggins. Have one of the other guards bring it up and bring it to Luka on some action. So I'm going to have fun today, John. We're going to talk basketball. But I think the game that my mom was able to be around a little bit last night in her final hours was one of the best defensive game plans and then execution by the players that this league has ever seen. It was fun to watch.
That was great listening to you, man. I started to cry. Just
you're crying like a baby.
I'm done. I'm done now.
You?
Because I was just,
you?
No, it's just.
This is too funny.
When you do this, man, it's so compelling to listen to. And there's just a ton of love on the text line for you. I'll give him some.
Okay,
of
what
to
are the
you,
odds
awesome,
that
man.
In the first break you would cry?
No, I
wouldn't cry.
I know how it is, man. And I just you just said it so beautifully about your mom, and I love that she was the greatest part, and I always thanked God for this, was that you got to spend time with her, man. And some people don't, you know. So to be able to watch that game last night and her to comment on Bullock's hair and just that's man, you're never gonna forget that. And it's just.
You think
awesome,
I could pull off Bullock's hair or no?
Oh yeah. Yeah, there's no question. I know
I'm
somebody,
sure.
Too.
What does he have, like two cigars coming forward and a tail out the back? What's he got going?
I think you could. And I know a guy. I know a guy that could do that for you. It'd be nice. All right, we're going to have a ton of fun, but I got a ton of respect in there. Just so you know, on the text line, ton of respect for people. A lot
how
of
long
condolences.
Were you sobbing like a baby?
No,
there.
Just right at the beginning.
I gave you
and
10
I,
minutes of
I know,
a riff.
I know. I like the riff, and I got a lot of different things to say on it.
So
we are going to have a ton
today,
of fun. We
when
are
I was
gonna.
Debating whether or not to, and I texted you guys this minutes after she died.
Yeah, yeah.
Right away, and I said, I think I can make it. And I thought the reason I want to go is John's going to pull
me
through this.
I am. That's
otherwise,
the only time I'm going to do it.
Otherwise, I'd just be sitting home at her house blubbering like a baby.
So I go off.
I did not cry a drop.
I know, you're
show.
Great.
I cried when Al Davis died during the whole damn game.
They made
cried
you go on TV.
Died.
I remember that.
How many times have I cried? And then, so I didn't cry. Let the record show. We come out of the break.
No, you're like Rod. You're like Rod Tidwell on with Roy Firestone. I mean, you're the crier. I just thought it was very moving and compelling. And now I'll go back to myself. And you know, and be the tasteless person and soulless person that I am, and we'll have a bunch of fun.
I am the Dick Vermeil of sportscasters.
You definitely are.
And I'm going to go home after we're done, and I'm going to watch the crying game tonight, John. I think that's a little different, but still.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit different.
Yeah, we'll have a ton of fun today. We'll get more into the Warriors. Text line is wide open. That was awesome, by the way. I think it's awesome, and even though I never met your mom, I felt like I knew her just because you've told so many great stories, and she made you the sports fan that you are, and she sat through Buffalo winters with you at games, and it's really cool, Bills Jets game, man.
In the rain when my dad and brothers wouldn't go, and she took me there in the rain. That's Mama Papa.
That is awesome, man. That is just awesome.
So just think of all the good things about me. I know you know all the bad things
about
me.
Yeah, I know those things.
And now that my mom's gone, you could openly come and talk about those.
She's going to be watching you.
She's still listening. But all the good things about me, I got them from my dad, there's no doubt, and I got them from Mama Papa.
That's
so rest
awesome.
In peace. Teresa Papa, we love you.
Well, we'll respect her this entire show, and of course, great stuff, man. Really appreciate it. We'll get into it.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.